Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
How are we doing this morning, Big JD?
Doing okay. Bright and early this morning.
Well, isn't that bright? It's kind of
gloomy. I'm ready to go to bed.
Why are you? You didn't get a good night's sleep last night?
Did I get a good night's sleep last night? Not bad, I guess. It was a long day.
It was a long day, yeah. Yeah. Spent it shopping.
Hanging out in Detroit City.
Motor City, murder capital of the world. What's the other tags it gets?
Oh, Detroit Rock City?
Rock City, that's it.
Yeah. Guess. And the murder capital of the world came from Ted Nugent, really, didn't it?
Well, he made it more popular, I okay. think. I'm not sure. It was a news story back in the 70s, I think. And
murder capital.
And he grabbed it because he's a gun guy. Ted's a good gun guy.
Yeah. More so a bow guy than a gun guy, though.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, hunting, I should say.
Hunting, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And he's a conservative as well, which is...
I'm a conservative. You know that song? Iggy Pop?
Iggy Pop. I heard some Iggy Pop yesterday. It sounded like...
that didn't sound like Iggy Pop.
Jose Cuervo.
His last CD is kind of different.
Kind of different, yes.
I don't know if it's... I actually can't recall if it's multiple languages, but or just like a... kind of French thing or something.
It's at least two.
Yeah, is it? Okay. What did we hear? Did we hear two different languages on there?
No, I think I heard three. French, Spanish, and English.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Different. What's he thinking?
I don't know. Maybe he wasn't.
He wasn't thinking. Well, he's also from the murder capital of the world.
He is, yeah.
All these crazy dudes, Iggy Pop, Ted
Nugent.
There's
a lot of crazy guys from the murder capital. Well, you're from the murder capital.
I am too. A conservative, I am not.
Have you murdered anybody lately?
I've myrtleized somebody.
I'll myrtleize you. That's funny.
That's nothing to do with Myrtle Beach either. Myrtleize.
Murder Beach. I wonder if there's a place called that around.
Murder Beach? I don't know. I know someone who was murdered on a beach.
Do you?
Yeah.
Locally?
He's locally, yes. It wasn't on a local beach, though. He went to a beach.
Locally. Like crazily murdered.
Local.
Locally murdered. So locally murdered. He was from here, but not murdered here.
Right.
Okay.
Well, on a beach.
On a beach. And was it like a deserted beach or was it a busy beach?
No, it was a beach in the city where my brother Tom lives, actually.
Okay, so out in the west end of Canada.
The west end of Canada. Not quite.
Your brother's
out
in the west end.
Yeah. Everything happens.
Not quite in the west end, though. No? What's the further west?
Vancouver.
All the way.
Victoria.
Oh, but is he out there? Oh, but he's in BC.
He's in the interior, in the Okanagan Valley.
Okanagan Valley. Yeah. Nice out there, isn't it?
It's God's
country,
anywhere, man.
Out there, probably, but
it's amazing out there.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful. It's everybody should at least get there once in their lifetime.
Yeah,
enjoy all the beautiful foliage and fruits and grapes and wine.
Foliage. That's a setting on my camera.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
In the newsroom with Big JD and Lippo.
I am Lippo.
Oh, we already went through that. Big JD. Oh, okay. Now we're starting over again.
No, we're in the newsroom, though. You got any news? I do.
Yeah, I do, too. A jumping spider, Nefertiti, she, I guess, was a part of an experiment to see if spiders could adjust in space and continue hunting like they do normally.
What'd they find out?
They found out that this spider knot did adjust. It was part of a YouTube space lab experiment. They sent the spider to space. NASA circled the Earth 1,580 times and traveled approximately 41,580,000 miles.
That's one well-traveled spider.
It is. And these spiders usually live for about a year. And this spider at the time of her death, which I guess was on Monday, 10 months old.
Can we have a moment of silence, please?
Okay, there you go. The experiment was proposed by an 18-year-old student from Egypt who wanted to see if the jumping spider could adjust hunting techniques to the weightlessness of space. And of course, like I mentioned, it did. And the spider continued catching her prey. And they broadcast it to students around the world, and NASA has nothing better to spend their money on, I guess.
I was going to say, what the hell? And how did? Meanwhile, we're trying to feed the people on Earth.
And
meanwhile, we're trying to cure cancer. Meanwhile, we're trying to see if jumping spider,
yeah. Who, Nefertiti.
Nefertiti traveled millions and millions of miles.
And we know who Nefertiti really was, right?
Space god?
Egypt something or other?
Egypt something, yeah.
Oh, Nefertiti was only a, was that a pharaoh's something or other? I'm thinking something else, like Isis and, you know what I mean?
Oh,
Nefertiti wasn't anything like that. She was like a...
Not in mythology is what you're thinking.
Right. She was a wife of a pharaoh.
One of the wives,
yeah.
Yeah.
They were Mormons, harems? Right? Mormons?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, Mormons have more than one wife, right?
Oh.
Yes, they do.
I don't know, but they got a tabernacle choir.
Tabernacle. Yes, they do, and it sounds great.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like a tabernacle choir of any kind.
Nothing like a choir of any kind, I don't think.
I don't mind acquiring things here and there.
Acquiring things, good one. That's a good one.
Hey, patat. Where's the patat pish button when you need it?
It's on my phone.
What do you got for us, news-wise?
Well, I'm just wondering, what do you think of the whole monarchy system over in England?
You haven't asked me anything lately on our shows. Remember, you were, that was a new thing for you, asking me some kind of question about
I was going to ask
you. So, what is it about, what do I think about what?
The monarchy system, like that's in England.
Oh, I think they're beautiful.
I mean, we have a queen on our money, right?
Once they come out of the cocoon, it's...
You're thinking of a monarch butterfly?
Oh, okay.
The monarchy system is like queens and kings and...
Kings and queens and guillotines.
Yeah, that's it.
Making lives tonight.
That's it. Who is that?
That's Aerosmith.
Oh, right, yeah.
But, so what about them all?
I was just kind of wondering what you thought of that. It's just a bunch of hooey.
Malarkey?
Malarkey.
The monarchy malarkey?
Yes. It's.
I don't know. It's an old fashioned, you know, it's a thing from the past that's just carried over. And I don't know. Do they really have any, what do they do besides, and where do they get their money? Is it from us?
I think they get paid, don't they? They get X amount.
They get paid for. Paid for being the kings and queens and...
Guillotines.
The guillotine sounds pretty good, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's something that's stuck in the past, but apparently all the stuff that happens within Parliament with the Prime Minister and where all the business of the country gets... We're talking about England. All that stuff gets done. It has to go through the Queen. She can say no.
Really?
Yeah, you have to get... What's that called? Royal assent.
So what about the royal assent?
Well, anyway, what's his name? William. Prince William and his new wife, Ms. Middleton.
Pippi. Or is that her sister?
Pippi Middleton?
Pippi?
You're right. Isn't that right?
Pippi.
Yeah, anyway, she's pregnant.
Peppy Pippi. Oh, who? Pippi? She doesn't have a boyfriend.
No, Kate. Oh, okay. Kate, is that her name? Middleton?
Kate Middleton.
Yes, yeah. She's pregnant.
And is the baby the prince's?
Well, of course.
Of course it is. I jest.
They're wondering.
Not to be confused with a jester in the court of the Crimson King. But go on.
So they're wondering if it's a girl.
Wondering if it's a girl?
Well, yeah, they don't know what the sex is yet.
Okay.
It's a little
early. Could be one of three.
Boy, girl, or?
Ambidextrous. So yeah, okay.
So it's the whole monarchy thing. They're wondering, is this girl, if it's a girl, they want to
paint the room pink.
They want to change the monarchy system so that the firstborn can actually be the queen.
Oh, they're going to change the rules to fit everything else. Like yeah. Then that's all wrong. Either you keep the rules the same or you don't play the game. That's what I say. All right, and today's show is on
the question that everybody wants to get answered.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Not who.
Not the question. A question, I guess, because for what we're discussing on the show today, it pertains to a myriad of things.
We went through that before.
Yeah. I've seen that in both contexts. In fact, it's somewhere on the CJAM site as a myriad.
What do they know? They're at a university.
They're only at a university.
And they're probably in a journalism program, and they're not even in the English program. The English majors at the university would say...
Would they say myriad or a myriad?
They would say myriad.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Okay. Just saying. That's something that we'll find out one day.
One day, and please follow us, and you'll find the answer yourself.
So on with the why show. Why? So why do we press harder on a remote control when we know the batteries are getting weak?
Because we think
this that... That's a big topic in itself. I can talk about that for hours.
The remote? The
batteries in a row. Oh, yeah. So when batteries are... get low in your camera or something like that, like AA batteries, AAA batteries and things like that, or in low in something that requires a little extra juice, you could take those anyway, for one thing, and put them in a remote control because remote control requires next to no power, really, and it'll last forever again in there.
Sure.
But yeah, we press and press and press and press and press trying to change the channel and whatnot rather than getting up and doing anything or changing the batteries.
Do we also bang on the remote?
Bang on the remote. And this is one that my dad taught me years ago. Take the back off, move the batteries around a little.
Yeah.
And they'll work again.
That's why we bang on the remote, so it'll move the batteries around without having to take the back off.
Well, right, I guess, but you don't want to damage a remote. Yes, some of the remotes nowadays are, you want to throw it across the room. But you actually move the batteries around, or I've taken them out and swapped them and put them back in, and they'll just work again for a while. And that scenario goes on forever and ever.
Pretty much.
You just never change the batteries.
In your remote.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can get to the point where you're really, really old, and then eventually you got to change them.
At some point, yeah. You know, if it's just not going to work, you know what I mean? If you're exhausted trying every possible little trick,
I think my dad called me at least twice to change the batteries in his remote. I think these batteries are dead.
Sometimes they'll do that. Call you in to change the channel because they're sitting there and the remote won't work. How can you just lower the volume? The remote's not working. You won't get up and do it, or the remote doesn't work, so they make somebody else do it, right?
Sure. If you're not as mobile as you used to be, it's not so easy getting up and turning the volume down on your television.
And why do banks charge a fee due to insufficient funds when they already know you're broke? There's no money in there. What are you going to charge me something for insufficient funds for?
They want to take blood from
a scam. Stone. Yeah.
It's a scam.
And really, they get it.
Banks are scams. Really? Next thing you know, you're going to tell me insurance is a good business to get into.
Another malarkey. Crock of malarkey.
That's not usually what we say, crock of, but anyway.
Yeah. Wow. Banks will charge you all kinds of things when you're already in the hole, as a matter of fact. You know what I mean? And they have their charges and surcharges and ma'am charges.
Do you remember back in the day when banks actually gave you money for putting your money in their bank?
Yeah.
They used to call that interest.
Well, you still get interest, but you don't get much of it. But there are those things where, bank will give you some money somehow for putting, bringing your mortgage over or something, or doing some. Once in a while, you still see that, but not very often, that's for sure.
They throw you a bone so they can get you to take more of their services.
Yeah.
Give me another why question.
The bone throwing should be the other way around. Why do they use sterilized needles for lethal injections?
Because that's the humane thing to do.
Oh, yeah?
Don't want the guy to get an infection, do you?
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
And so what are we talking about in the show today?
Today we're talking about why.
Is that from something?
No. It's from Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Yep. This morning. Yeah. It's so someday when somebody says, hey, was that from something? Yeah, it was from Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. One of the last shows, as a matter of fact.
They're going to be referring to the show for many years to come. We've left our mark, Big JD. Why is it that when someone tells you that there are a billion stars in the universe, you believe them? But if they tell you there is wet paint, you have to touch it to check.
I don't know. I guess the stars, you have no choice but to believe. You can't count them, right?
You can.
Why
can't you count them?
Paint, you can verify. You can't count all the stars. You can't see all the stars.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
There's an app on my iPad. It's called Star Walk. And every single star that's mapped.
Because you can't see them all.
No, you can't.
When there's an app comes out that's called Map Star Count, then we'll talk.
Star count.
Yeah. Blah. I'm the star count.
Count Stoddy.
Yeah, so the wet paint thing, of course. Don't you all, that's what you want to do. You want to touch it and see if it's tacky.
You're tacky, dude.
They're all filled
dude.
With ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. You know what that is, right?
That's the Weeds yeah. thing. That's yeah. an actual song, though, that a million people have recorded.
They have, and only for the show? Or have they just recorded that? And no,
I forget what the original one, because I want to say that in the original, in the first season, it was the same people singing it, wasn't it?
I think it may have been, and then there was a million people singing it afterwards. Or somewhere through the first season that happened.
I like the reggae version.
Yeah, I can't remember them all now, but they're all good, though.
They're all cool.
Yeah, really good.
And I think that was one of the first shows, I want to say, where at the end of the show, they played a tune. Like an original tune. Like, you know, And it would kind of boost that band's popularity, and then, you know, they'd sell, whatever, tens of thousands of copies of that song on iTunes.
Yeah, well, I should have sent one.
You got to get picked up.
Got to get picked up, man.
Pick it up. Got to have the goods to... I don't
have the goods.
I don't know. It's just maybe just not what they're looking for.
One thing Tarzan doesn't have is a beard. And why?
He's not like he's got a razor.
In the jungle forever.
Right. He doesn't have a razor, does he?
No, I wouldn't think so. He's got a monkey on his back.
Maybe the monkey picks one hair out at a time. You know how monkeys just pick at hair all the time?
They don't pick at hair. They look for bugs. Lice and stuff.
Yes, they do. Of their buddies. And you'd have to think that. Children. What was Tarzan's monkey's name?
A cheetah.
Cheetah, that's it. Which is another animal.
Which is a club downtown.
Yeah, it is a club downtown. But
another animal. Right, yeah. That's like calling your pet cheetah monkey. Hey, monkey.
Was Tarzan's animal a monkey or was it a chimpanzee?
It was a chimp, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheetah was a chimp.
Cheetah was a chimp.
That's a good name for a song. That sounds like it would be a song by... Bare Naked Ladies.
Cheetah was a chimp.
Yeah.
And somebody was a shrimp. Don't they
do something about that monkey song?
I think you're right. There is some monkey lyric in one of them.
It's a good song, too. Yes, obviously. It was a popular thing. Why did kamikaze pilots wear helmets? Why?
It's in case they bumped their head on the way to the place they're going to be crashing their plane.
That doesn't make any sense. They didn't want to wear a helmet.
They didn't want to get knocked out on their way to their kamikaze mission.
If people evolved from apes, why are there still apes?
Because they got to get called Cheetah.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Now, this is an awesome old Deep Purple song that you won't hear anywhere but CJM, Why Didn't Rosemary?
Climb. Everything I need, but nothing was mine. Satan's world.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Today we're talking about some string and cans of sorts, but except there's no string. And
well, technology has changed all that.
That's right. We don't need our string anymore. Everything's wireless.
Strings are cut now. It was like Pinocchio. Remember that? I can walk, I can talk, I can fly, but never, 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 ever, ever should I ever, ever tell a lie. Hey. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And Jiminy Cricket, was that his?
Jiminy Cricket, that was his cricket buddy.
Yeah. What did you call him in the that was some kind of like a stop motion animation type thing back then or whatever, you know? Yeah. Not clay animation, but still.
Actual stuff.
Yeah.
Wood.
Wood, yeah. He was made of wood anyway, wasn't he? Geppetto was its dad.
Geppetto, the dad.
But what do you call the cricket? Crick?
Jiminy.
No, but he called him something. No, I don't think he called him that on that show.
Really?
Yeah. Fox was always trying to get him, remember that?
Yes and no, but anyway.
Save it for the nostalgic TV show. That may never come to pass. What?
It was a movie.
No.
You're not talking about the movie, then.
I'm talking about a television show. You don't remember that?
Pinocchio, television show?
The New Adventures of Pinocchio on Sunday mornings.
Wow. That was a...
Remember Davy and Goliath?
Well, yeah, that's Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a Christian thing or something, wasn't
it? Was a Christian thing.
I loved it, though.
I have a picture of me listening to that on Sunday morning.
A picture of you watching?
Yeah, my dad watching. Took a picture of me watching Davy and Goliath, yes.
Didn't you send me that before or
yes,
something?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah, that is amazing,
he
man.
He made a headphone breakout box out of a El Producto cigar box.
Okay, that's what I think the picture was about.
Yes.
And wearing headphones or something.
And I remember that morning very vividly. I was watching Davy and Goliath in my jammies.
So do we have a picture of the TV, though, showing Davy and Goliath?
No, I wish I had a picture of that TV. Okay.
Wow.
It was a Muntz. That was the name of the TV. Muntz TV. Yeah. Do you remember that brand?
That's very familiar, Muntz.
It's black and white. Anyway.
Well, Muntz, was Muntz not a local... Wasn't there Muntz TV here or something, actually, at one time?
I'm not sure where Muntz came from. Yeah. But it's...
From the Munsters.
No, I thought it was... yeah, you're right.
I don't know. No,
it could have been the Munsters. The years or the months or the weeks.
Weeksters.
Anyway, Tech Talk today, we're going to talk about devices and getting your media on to just about anything. There's if you have Google or Android devices, I should say, they have their thing where you can take your media or your songs or whatever, and you can add it to a playlist, and then that playlist can be built up from other people who have Android devices
as well. And how does that playlist, others have to have access to that. So do you allow access to that?
It would be on the same network, right?
And actually you summed things up nicely stating that, and I was saying something about our devices are not limited. You know, we're not limited just to the device now. You know what I mean? The devices, and you said it's like our devices are like remote controls.
Right. In fact, I play a lot of my songs from my iTunes, which is on a computer somewhere in my house, mm-hmm. but I play it on speakers that are somewhere else in the house using
AirPlay,
a remote app. It's actually called
Remote app. Yeah.
It's called Remote, and Apple, you know, they make it. So, just to, you know, let you know that you're not really tied down just by your device. And Sonos also makes, devices that allow you to play your media all over your house.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
Today's quip brought to you by Big JD.
Clorox.
Savon.
Ooh, yeah.
You mentioned that Savon. Last week. That's funny.
I did. Do radio ads...
Why does sour cream... have an expiration date?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good quip.
And that's brought to you by Big JD.
And Lippo.
No, I never said it. You said it.
I said what?
Why does sour cream have an expiration date?
Oh, did I say that? Yeah. And why does it? Do we know why? Let's dissect this.
Because sour cream, does it get sour?
Is it really sour, actually?
Sour cream?
You know what I mean? Has it gone bad? It's still good. It's got an expiration date, so, I mean, it's...
It gets
moldy. Happens when it does go bad?
It's moldy. Mold grows on it.
Okay.
It doesn't get sour.
So what is it when it's just sour?
Delicious.
Yeah. I mean, what makes it, you know?
Sour is not a bad connotation in the context of sour cream.
And that sums it up right there. Perfect. All right.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.